The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Yes, we'll talk about the Green Bay Packers later in the show. I got another email from a listener. And this one, he's obviously a loyal listener, and we agree politically. It's another listener that you know anything about the Packers, and I want to share that. A little later in the show. I will say this. I suspected that the horrible Dallas defense wasn't going to look as horrible against the Packers offense. Because Matt Flynn just hasn't looked very good. He looked good in the second half last week. Again, I will discuss this later. I did expect the Packers to get blown out. I thought Jason, what'd you say, 35-17? I thought that was a pretty good pick. I said 28-20. Craig said 30, whatever. It was a 7-point margin. So Craig, the guy that I've got the charity bet with, went to our tiebreaker. My tiebreaker was the Panthers over whoever they beat by 10. They won by 10. Craig's pick was the Vikings game. He picked Philadelphia. I live another week. Woo-hoo. I don't know what we're going to do if we do tie, but I hope I find out because I don't want to lose. He now leads me 7-5 with two games to go. The best I can do is a tie. That's it. This is a tough pick coming up. The Steelers looked ridiculously good against the Bengals. It was at Pittsburgh, but it looked pretty good. I think most people believe or have strong reason to believe Aaron Rodgers will be back for this game. It sounded as though it was very, very close for the doctors this past week. Sounded like it was very close. If the Lions lose tonight, the Packers' fate is in their own hands. You beat Pittsburgh. You beat Chicago. And you are the NFC North champ. Again, assuming the Lions were to lose one of their remaining games. They have the Ravens. And by the way, that's at Detroit. Ravens at Detroit. And then I don't remember what's home and away. They also have the Giants and Minnesota. Which suddenly... No, Jason says, only in America. That's what it feels like. Those are the weird things that are going on. All right, I already spent more time on football than I want to. I do want to let you know, Senator Ron Johnson announced yesterday he will vote for the budget deal. This won't shock you, but the conservative base is pretty upset about that. I posted a blog on it on my Facebook page, and angst and anger ensued. Ron will join us at 10:06 to discuss that decision. By the way, I also directed him to my Facebook page. So he sees what you've been saying. Those of you who did go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Bader page. By the way, if you've never joined it, you really should. I don't promote it much these days, but you really should. He will make his case. I agree with his decision. I don't necessarily agree with his reasoning, at least all the way through, but I do agree with his decision. We'll get to that and whatever else we have time for. I definitely, though, 9:06. I said earlier on the air, informally, we could call this Make You Spit Blood Monday. Jason and I saw a headline on Fox News all day Friday, but we never had a chance to turn up the sound, not all day, during the show. On Friday. Never had a chance to check it out until the weekend as to what it was about. I did over the weekend. We're going to talk about it at 9:06. There is a story that I did not get to last week. I talked about it and said I was going to try to get to it, and it, for whatever reason, it just never happened. And that is the story of the possibility of the Green Bay School District entertaining naming rights for a school. Paper did an editorial on this, appeared in yesterday's paper. At least, as they do, and I'm actually going to agree with them this time, the paper usually sticks one foot in the water. But they usually do it with everything. On this one, I agree with them being somewhat cautious on this. In fact, I'm going to agree with a lot of what they say here. Their editorial is titled, Explore Naming Rights for New School. In other words, don't close the door on it. When we talk about naming rights, the conversation used to be mainly about sporting arenas and stadia or entertainment venues. Over the years, we have a society, as a society, have learned to motivate wealthy benefactors to donate money for a cause in exchange for naming that cause after that person or his or her company. Look no further than Miller Park, Milwaukee, the Kohl Center in Madison, or the Donald J. Schneider Outdoor Athletic Complex in De Pere. I would take it a step further. Virtually every NFL stadium. My wife asked me yesterday, is Lambeau Field the only NFL venue without a corporate name? I honestly don't know, and I didn't bother researching it. Jason, if there is another one, there aren't many left. If there's any NFL stadium left, other than Lambeau Field. And, of course, Lambeau Field is heavily named with the entry gates and all of that. But Lambeau itself remains free of a sponsor at this point. The Bills is still Ralph Wilson Stadium, huh? Or no, Rogers Center. There you go. Rogers Center, Sun Life Stadium, the Dolphins, Sullivan Stadium, the Patriots, MetLife Stadium, of course, the New York teams, M&T Bank Stadium, the Ravens, still Paul Brown Stadium, huh? Cincinnati Bengals, so that would be one named after Cleveland Municipal Stadium. No, that's the old one. That's what is Cleveland's now. First Energy, yeah. The RCA Dome, blah, 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 blah. All right. Virtually all of them, most of them. Kansas City, still Arrowhead Stadium, 1972 to present. Cotton Bowl is the first. That's when they were the Dallas Texans. Yeah. All right, back to the editorial. The Green Bay School Board is now considering offering naming rights for a gifted and talented school in Green Bay. The school district purchased the building earlier this year for $265,000. About $3 million in improvements are necessary for the school. Officials are hoping to raise $1 million for such items as technology and furniture. The school is expected to open 2014-15 school year for K-8. Previously, the school district has used geographic designations for its high schools, the local and national famous figures for its middle and elementary schools. For example, Lombardi Middle School, you get it, Kennedy Elementary, so on. We believe the school district would be wise to consider this avenue to raise money for a number of reasons. As has been documented over the years, school funding statewide has decreased. If a donation for naming rights helps ease the taxpayer burden, the school board should pursue it. Of course, the board will have to have final say in the naming decision. It will have to consider whether it wants a school named after a person or a business. And it will have to look at the character and history of the namesake. That means it has to be prepared to turn down possible donors, which can be tricky when fundraising. Plus, the board has to be able to rescind those naming rights if the namesake's actions warrant it. In August, the Fox City Sports Authority did that with Alex Rodriguez Field after the baseball star was suspended through the end of the 2014 season for his involvement, you know. This wouldn't be the first time the school district has sold naming rights, but the other ones have been for an auditorium, for example, or a sports venue. The district hasn't sold the name of a school to the highest bidder yet. In this case, such a move is more palatable because the name would be for a new building of the district. It wouldn't be changing a school name that has been ingrained in people's memory banks for years. Could also set good examples for the academically gifted students who will attend the school. What do they mean by that? First, the stories of those who might donate that kind of money, successful local business people, well-known figures from the area, philanthropists, can be inspiring for young students. Second, they see those who have been successful giving back to their community. The big financial donation may confer naming rights, but that small compensation compared with helping to give our youth a learning facility. Ultimately, what's done to the name on the outside of the school building is less important than what happens inside. But if naming rights can help pay for work on the building and take some of the cost out of the taxpayer, we think the school board should fully explore that possible revenue stream. I generally agree. Raymond James is that's a corporate name, Jason. But the other ones, yeah. Okay, now, a listener's ahead of me here. How about a few of these names that the left hates? Patriot School, Ronald Reagan School, the Christian School, God's School. What if a philanthropist wanted to give? This will be interesting. What if a philanthropist wanted to give the Green Bay School District $10 million to call it the Patriot School? What would the school district do? Now, I'm picking a ridiculously high number that nobody's going to do to make a point here. What would the district do? Yeah, or if a conservative wanted to pay X number of dollars to call it Ronald Reagan School. Again, let's say $5 million. Here you go. And I may propose this. What if somebody offered $10 million to name the school after themselves? What if the school district received a $10 million offer to name it the Rush Limbaugh School for the Gifted and Talented? Would they accept it? They better? No, they wouldn't. They would never accept that. Jason says, well, I know they wouldn't, but they should. Well, what would they do? Let's say $25 million. He wouldn't do this. But let's just say it was $25 million for future whatever. I mean, you know, not just the school, but other things. If they called it the Rush Limbaugh School for the Gifted and Talented. It likely would at that number. What if it exceeded any other offer that they got? See, that's going to be the problem with this. They're going to be very selective. Well, yeah, I mean, Dick Resch has done that. But Rush Limbaugh is different. That would be, I just may float that out there. It would be very interesting. That's a high number. I don't know if, I mean, that's a high number even for the money he has. But what? Let's just say $10 million. And in addition, okay, what if he did this? What if in addition to the cost of the school, he said also in exchange for naming it Rush Limbaugh, blah, blah, I will establish scholarships in the Green Bay School District to go to conservative political studies. Would they take the money? Jason says, abso-freaking-lutely not. I don't know. No? Not? Okay, you do have to remember, though, if he makes the pot sweet enough, sometimes schools can't help themselves, you know, when it comes to taking money. All right, how much Rush Limbaugh dollars would it take for them to sleep with themselves at night? You know, to be able to sleep at night, live with themselves. You know what I meant. Yeah, shut up. How much money would it take for them to live with themselves and sleep at night? What do you think it would take? Be very, very interesting to see. I honestly don't know. I just, that $25 million figure sticks in my head. If he offered $25 million to the Green Bay School District, would they turn it down before they would name a school after Rush Limbaugh? As I said, they do like money, but boy, they hate Rush Limbaugh. Remember after the inauguration thing in 2009 when the school piped in our audio of the inauguration and he did a play-by-play? He offered to come here and speak to the kids and give them a ride in their private jet. And Greg Moss, superintendent at the time, entertained it for a moment, but then it was clear they would never do it. They would never do it. Just an interesting thought. All right, we've got a great topic that I'm going to get your thoughts on after 9:06. Ron Johnson will support the budget deal. He'll join us at 10:06 to talk about that. It's 8:56.